According to a leading research group, currently only about 16% of workloads are running on virtual machines, but that will jump to 50% by the end of 2012. I'm James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be talking more about what is on the horizon for virtualization adoption in the coming year, and sitting down with our resident virtualization expert, Tony D'Ancona. Tony is the Vice President of Professional Services for the PC Connection family of companies. He is an expert in virtualization technology with expertise in server consolidation, impacts, and technology assessments based on data profiles. He is also a member of the VMware Tech Advisory Board. Tony, I want to know, is it fair to say that a lot of organizations out there, they're not all at the same stage when it comes to the implementation of virtualization?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of customers that have gone full boat into virtualization. There's still some that are still struggling to justify to the financial side of the house, right, all of the TCO and ROI associated with this. So, and in this economy, they still need a little help. So we see them, you know, in all stages.
That is a little surprising to me to hear that some people still are having some issues around the kind of the cost saving, especially at the business level, and given the economy, that they wouldn't be jumping at some of the big savings that people can get. You do talk to people, Tony. I know you talk to the CIOs and other executives. You also talk to the IT directors and the guys in the IT shops. In general, what are you hearing people say about virtualization? Are they more positive about it, more negative, neutral? What are you hearing?
Oh, it's very, very positive. I mean, starting with, you know, server virtualization, I mean, that's pretty easy. And I think they get it, even the ones that haven't started. It's just there is an upfront cost that they need to put in order to do that. So I don't think it's a delayed thing right now with the economies. But they get it, right? Server virtualization is a no-brainer. Storage virtualization is kind of a no-brainer. Where people are starting to get their arms wrapped around is this, you know, whole desktop virtualization, you know, with application virtualization and profile virtualization. So, again, you know, part of our job is to, you know, teach our customers, you know, where that TCO is, and we're having great success with that.
You've mentioned servers already. True or false, most orgs start off virtualizing by looking at those servers?
Absolutely, because server is one of those, it's a CapEx reduction that really pays for everything. So all the operational efficiencies that you get is kind of icing on the cake. That's really easy. Some of the other ones have more of a operational efficiency TCO with the capital expenditures being a little bit heavy, so you need to make sure that you're doing the entire thing. But once they see the operational efficiencies of doing server virtualization, I mean, they want that same efficiencies in storage and desktops and networking and all that goes into the data center.
So then what is the next step that most people move from? They virtualize those servers. What do they go to next?
So the first step of is either looking at disaster recovery or, depending on how many desktops and how much they're struggling with trying to keep the desktop images with all the different hardware platforms they have in their environment, it's kind of a toss-up of what we've been seeing between disaster recovery in virtualization and some of the desktop virtualization.
I get a good opportunity to talk to a lot of IT folks as well, Tony, on podcasts and webcasts, live events, and I've come across enough guys that have started virtualization projects. They got stuck somewhere along the line. What are maybe the top two things that you hear where people get stuck in their initiative?
That's a great point, because I think there's two main things that are actually going on. It's probably three, but one of them is they've started out with obviously some really low-hanging fruit or easy servers. And, you know, as they put them on a virtual infrastructure, those kind of run okay. The problem is if they haven't set up their infrastructure with best practices and making sure they designed, you know, IOPS and the right number of VMs per LUN, for instance, as their infrastructure starts to grow, they can start taxing that architecture if it wasn't completely done right. The other thing that we see is things kind of get out of control. Because it is easy now to implement, you start getting out of control and your change processes doesn't keep up, they don't keep up to speed with the implementations of new servers. So, and again, a lot of those can be solved with, you know, things that we do to help our customers with assessing their environments to make sure they know what the right virtual machines or infrastructure to virtualize first, and making sure there's the right architecture, and then helping them with, there's great tools out there now to help with some of that change management.
Let's continue on kind of this takeaway theme that we're on here then at this point of the podcast. For especially those that haven't gone through a project yet but are planning on it, again, one or two things that maybe those organizations can do to avoid these challenges that companies before them have faced.
So it's all about the user experience, right, ultimately. So with any new technology that you're implementing, if your users are not satisfied with what you've done, it really doesn't matter how much money you've saved or how much you've optimized the operational side of it, right? So, and again, this is where it's really important, right, whether we're talking about servers, whether we're talking about desktops, is picking the right group of servers and or desktops to virtualize first so that you got a great user experience. And then they become your advocates, right, for all the future things, whether they're application administrators, you know, that say, wow, that was great. I'm getting great performance. It was so quick, you know, to get these things provisioned. Or if it's a use case within desktop users, right, whether you went after HR first or a particular group, that they say, wow, I mean, my experience is great. I can go anywhere now, get on my virtual desktop, or I'm getting, you know, so much better, you know, rich performance than I was getting before, or now I can even do my work from home without having, you know, the need of a laptop or some other thing. So, again, I think addressing the right use cases first just creates so much great foundation to build everything else on.
Good takeaway there. IT guys, Tony, are smart. They plan for challenges to come up on almost any project that they work on because that's the world we live in. Let's kind of flip it here. Give me an example of success story, kind of the best possible outcome that you've seen recently working with customers for a virtualization project. Maybe tell me how often that super success story, no big challenges arise, actually happens for folks.
Well, I tell you, we've done a couple banks, for instance, where they knew that they needed some disaster recovery, right? And they've struggled through traditional methods of trying to get disaster recovery plans approved. We've gone in where they've been 100% physical, and when they saw the value of virtualizing, and then really ultimately what they really needed was a great disaster recovery plan, we were able to take from no virtual infrastructure at all to completely virtual, I mean, almost 100%, and an entire disaster recovery plan for them in almost, you know, 4 or 5 months. So we've seen a number of customers in that same boat. And again, I mean, you know, they were very committed to doing this. They had great IT staff, you know, in helping and planning the whole thing, and it worked very well. I mean, we've seen other customers where they're much larger infrastructure, you know, thousands of servers, and obviously for them, there's some applications that they need to worry about, you know, virtualizing or not virtualizing. There's a lot of change going on. And even the way that they think about test and development and disaster recovery and high availability, there's a whole new way to do that. So the larger the organization, again, part of that change management is you do need to go slower because you're really changing a lot of the foundation or the infrastructure and how they think about doing DR, HR, business continuity in their environment.
That being said, then, it sounds small organization, large organization, if you want to have a successful outcome, one of the keys is really taking a little time up front, doing one, you talked about the assessments earlier, but design. You want to make sure you really design and get the ideas out on paper into some type of workflow, know that you're going to put together really good architecture. That then leads to, usually, it sounds like, successful implementation.
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing. Even in a virtual desktop, right, you would think that's fairly simple, but it's amazing. That simple desktop has now become servers and storage and networking and latency, network latency and I/O capacity in storage to support, you know, 1,000 users all logging in at the same time. So really that foundation of your base architecture being sound is certainly, you know, a best practice in being successful. And as things grow and as you start taxing your environment, that your environment can handle that.
We've been talking some of the process here, Tony. People are part of that process in any tech project. The decision makers, initial insight, having a champion on board, is that a key to success?
Absolutely. A champion is probably the most important, because you always have those people standing at the door saying, like the network administrators possibly saying, oh, you're kind of running into my environment, right? And, you know, I'm not sure I'm convinced. Or maybe the storage guy is saying, I'm not so sure I'm convinced. So you do have to have that champion that can really rally the different organizations together. And the nice thing is that technology is starting to allow that separation of control again. So networking people can do their networking stuff with the distributed network, you know, switches that there are, and some of the other technologies that are coming out. So I think it's getting a little bit easier. Plus, there's some tools out there that allow us to start monitoring what's going on. So we can prove that, this transaction that took, you know, 3 seconds before virtualization and took, you know, 2.9 seconds after virtualization, you know, it's similar. They may not like that it takes 2.9 seconds, but it wasn't virtualization that caused the problem. So I think a lot of things are really gelling to allow companies to really embrace. But you're absolutely right. That one person that can bring those three organizations or four organizations together is very, very key.
Tony, as we're chatting here, it's early 2010. Is there anything this year, maybe just rolling into 2011, something on the horizon that you think will make virtualization kind of even more enticing, maybe back to the beginning of our conversation, tip the scale a little bit more for some of those people that were on the fence?
I think the desktop virtualization 2010, second half of 2010, is going to be that pivot point from it. I think we're starting to see just phenomenal technologies to supplement or complement that, right, with application virtualization and even profile virtualization, right? And especially now with people looking at migrating to Windows 7 from XP, again, I think that's another pivot point that's happening, that combination of wanting to upgrade to Windows 7 and wanting to do it as painless as possible, combining that with VDI, a virtual desktop, is really that perfect storm coming up, where I think there's going to be some exciting things in the next couple of months to the rest of this year.
Good stuff, Tony. We went through a lot of material in a short period of time, and I'm assuming there's some folks on the line here that probably have already made a decision that, okay, yeah, I definitely this type of project, and maybe it's at the server level, they decide we're going to do something very soon here. They were listening to us today just to maybe reassure them that they were doing some of the right things. What's one of the first things that they can do? Maybe once they've done some early due diligence, they've made a decision, they got some early cost savings, general information out there from the marketplace. Okay, this is something that will be good for our organization. What do they do specifically to kind of get started?
The best thing, right, is to start with an assessment that leads into a proof of concept, that leads into kind of a pilot and then into production. And it's very, very important, I think, that customers have a great test and development environment so that they can try these things that are coming out. And actually, when they run into trouble, the problem with the virtual environment now, it's not really clear sometimes whether it's a network issue, it's a Active Directory issue, is it a storage issue, right? And really having a great test and development infrastructure to test some of these things and troubleshoot some of these things is really key. So, but certainly an assessment, right, really looking at all of the different attributes of the applications and the servers and the networking and everything going on, and then really starting out with a proof of concept to make sure really that my applications, right, in this environment work right. It's a proven methodology to get things to be successful.
Hey, Tony, really do appreciate the conversation today.
Well, thank you, James. As always, a pleasure to talk with you, and great to get your insight into business, too.
Well, my pleasure. And Tony, thank you to our listeners as well for joining us today. And if you do need to cut costs out there, or maybe you're considering implementing or expanding your virtualization plans, know that you can turn to GovConnection. You can call your account manager to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. Phone number to use is toll-free 800-800-0019. If you'd like to go online, head to govconnection.com. You can email connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and this concludes our Meet the Expert installment of Connection Point.